Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole campaigned in Ohio today, stopping first at a Christian school in Dayton and then appearing at a rally in Canton. While Dole's every move and word was according to plan, his campaign staff back in Washington, D.C. was not sticking to the script. There was a shakeup involving his top media advisors. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold is with the Dole campaign and joins us now. Elizabeth, tell us what happened today. What does it mean for the campaign?
Well, there are always shakeups in campaigns, Noah, especially campaigns that are behind. This one, however, is noteworthy because Dole has a history of leaving people on airport tarmacs in previous presidential bids, and most recently after the New Hampshire primary when he let his pollster and his campaign strategist, Bill Lacey, go. Don Sippel and Mike Murphy, the media team, have been directing the ad campaign in all of Dole's media for several months. Sippel directed the biographical video that was shown at the convention, which has been chopped into a five-minute ad that airs tonight. What does the departure mean? Well, it's kind of inside baseball, but it does tell us that Dole doesn't think that the ads are working. In other words, that the message isn't getting out, and Sippel and Murphy aren't that interested in staying on. The spokesman for Dole, Nelson Warfield, he danced around the question when he was asked for a reason today. He said, "We would be chasing shadows to try to find a specific that indicates why this move forward in the creative process." So they don't really want to say why either.
All right. Now, you've been with Bob Dole all week, reporting from different places around the country. As the campaign speeds up now toward November, what do you see that he's doing differently than he would have done before the conventions?
Well, he's condensed his economic message. He's not talking about six or seven things. He's talking about a tax cut, plain and simple. In fact, he looks out at small children in the crowds now, and he refers to them as little tax credits. The campaign events, they sound looser than the traditional rallies. They're called Listening to America forums, but they're actually even more structured. The Americans are handpicked supporters. The questions seldom require answers. So the message is very structured and disciplined.
And do you think that people listening are paying attention and becoming convinced?
Well, they are. If you measure with national polls, though, Dole is about where he started before the conventions. If you judge by the crowds, he's drawing more people who are more enthusiastic, but they're Republicans. He's not plagued by his own words these days. He's given up talking to reporters. So I'm not asked, as I once was by Republicans who come to hear him speak, why is he doing so badly? He has successfully turned around what was several weeks of second-guessing and criticism from within his own party, but he still has yet to command the attention of the voters. He says Americans aren't yet focused on the campaign, and his supporters are now asking me at his rallies, is there enough time left?
What do you think? Is there enough time left?
Well, there's all kinds of time, and he has plenty of money to get his word out, although the most frequent complaint that you'll hear over the next few weeks is that he can't get his message out. Part of the reason it's such an uphill battle for him is that, as it would be for any candidate, is that he's running against a very active president, even without the military situation in Iraq. President Clinton is there, looking and acting presidential at every turn. Dole has to compete against that. Today he tried and laid into President Clinton's Bosnia policy, because we were in Dayton, where the Dayton Accords were signed, calling the upcoming elections there a fraud, stamped with American approval. It was an attempt by a challenger to seize some part of the foreign policy spotlight. So it's tough.
Thanks, Elizabeth. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold with the Dole campaign in Ohio.